If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
All right. I know people always have questions about crypto, about Bitcoin on one end, and then they also have a ton of questions about what should I put in my 401k? How should I invest my money, my very important retirement money? Well, there's a company doing something very unique, and I want to bring in and welcome to the program Chris Klein. He's the CEO of Bitcoin IRA. Chris, good to talk to you this morning.
Thanks for having me this morning, John. How are you?
I'm doing well, and I want to start, Chris, with the basics, and that is, how does adding crypto like Bitcoin to a 401k or an IRA, how does that actually work, and how's it different than the more traditional approach?
Absolutely. Great question. The short answer is it's very similar. So the infrastructure of an IRA exists the same way. It's, you know, you've got traditionals, Roths, SEPs, simples as the four big categories of IRA types. All you're doing differently is the type of asset you're investing in. And since 2015, when we launched the first Bitcoin IRA, about 10 years ago, we've enabled folks to invest those retirement funds for long-term strategies with different cryptocurrencies. We started, obviously, Bitcoin was the only one around back then, but we have about 80 different coins today. But you get the same tax advantages, and we'll dive into that, I'm sure, here in a second. So everything's exactly the same. All it is you're just investing in a different asset class.
We're definitely going to get to the tax stuff in a second. But let me ask you this. What do you say to people who come to you and say, you know what, Chris, I don't know that much about crypto. I don't know that much about Bitcoin. It scares me. It's not, in their opinion, you probably hear, it's not real money. This is my retirement we're dealing with. How do you explain to people the benefits and even the basics?
Yeah, so one thing we do and we're very proud of is we have what we call real crypto, real people. So instead of a lot of crypto companies you see out there that you have to go to a website and you have to read FAQs or talk to a chat bot or an AI tool to get your questions answered, and they're very unreliable, we've stuck to the analog since day one because it fit our demographics and the needs. Not all retirement plans and retirements in general are not a one-size-fits-all strategy. So we've got folks that have been working with me, guys and gals, for over a decade now that will actually take phone calls from your listeners and answer specific questions about their SEP or their simple or their contributions or funding, and then dive into the essence of cryptocurrency. Now, when you talk about folks that say, well, I'm scared of it. It feels fake because, you know, they've heard the Jamie Dimons of the world and the BlackRocks of the world call it a Ponzi and a fraud for years. I always ask this one simple question. What do you know about the Federal Reserve? Which is a really great thing to think about over the last 100 years, and it's under a lot of heat right now for its Taj Mahal new building that they're putting together. But I think that what we have ahead of us is a paradigm shift in monetary thought and understanding that when we turn those printers on over there and increase that monetary supply, which I was born in 85, so I just turned 40. My entire lifetime, the M2 or monetary supply, the amount of dollars in circulation has grown exponentially every time we face a crisis. And most recently with the COVID crisis these last few years, it was put in hyperdrive. And that's why we see what we do with rising costs of everything. Right, John?
Yeah, 100%. And as an aside, you mentioned Jamie Dimon. I believe I read that the Chase is going in pretty heavy in crypto as well, if I read that as well. So for all the skepticism publicly behind the scenes, I think Jamie and company are going in on crypto as we speak. But I digress on that. Chris, what are the biggest tax advantages for people who hold crypto in their retirement accounts?
Well, for the real believers and for anybody that's gotten in over the last decade, the best component of it is the tax haven or tax deferred shelter of a retirement account. So back in the 1970s, the U.S. government gave us retirement accounts because we were in a savings crisis in America. We had a lot of crisis happening back in the 70s, but we had a savings crisis, and they wanted to incentivize people to save for their long-term retirement needs. And they gave us the two big ones are the traditional which if you put the funds in this year, and every year you can put between $7,500 to $8,000 based upon your age, you will lower your taxable income for the year. So simple math, if you make $100,000 and you put $8,000 in your traditional IRA, you've now lowered your taxable income to $92,000. Also, when you're inside of that retirement plan, you can buy and sell and swap cryptocurrencies and or other assets at any time without having to deal with capital gains implications. Outside of a retirement umbrella, every time you buy something and sell it for more, you have a capital gain and there's a tax on it, either short-term or long-term, and that can be somewhere between 15 to upwards of 30% taxes. If you're inside of an IRA, you can do those trades in this volatile space and not have to worry about that. Now, I think the biggest win and where we see a lot of folks that use it is the Roth. So the Roth IRA from William Roth of Delaware, right down the street from you guys in Connecticut, he designed it where you don't get that advantage on the front. So that whole 100,000 down to 92, that doesn't exist. But when you take out your funds from a Roth IRA at the ripe age of retirement at 59 and a half or 72 or whenever you start taking your funds out, you have zero taxes on the distributions. So it's tax-free distribution. So if, you know, we've got some folks that, oddly enough, our first client was the former director of the United States Mint, Edmund Moy, back in 2015, was the first Bitcoin IRA. And he put $5,000 in that's grown and blossomed over the decade to over $500,000. And when he takes that distribution, when he reaches that age of retirement, he's going to be tax-free on those gains. So it's using...
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The tools the government gives you to your advantage, not just for crypto. If you're not doing this with any other assets, you really need to check in with your tax and financial advisor and make sure you're using these IRAs to your advantage. The government barely gives us any wins, right? This is a win.
It sure is. And Chris, we only have a couple minutes left, but two more quick questions. One, I think we can agree crypto can be volatile, you know, even within a long-term portfolio. So my question is, do you generally advise the younger folks to go bigger into crypto, those who have more time before retirement versus, say, the folks that are, 55 and up and getting closer to retirement? Or doesn't it matter in your opinion?
Well, you know, my partners and I got together 13 years ago because we found it. We had a general understanding that there's a crisis, a retirement crisis in America. And that's for all ranges. So there's people that are worried, will I outlive my retirement? There's people that are in their middle years that are getting squeezed, the squeeze generation that's paying for their kids, but also paying for the housing for their parents after they retire. And then there's kids that are younger than me and even my generation that are saying, I don't even know how I'm going to start doing retirement. So there's a big problem under the surface here of a retirement crisis. So everybody has a need for, this isn't our grandfather's economy. We can't just do stocks, bonds, mutual funds, invest in GE and three other stock companies and get dividends for the rest of our lives and get to retirement. This is, you have to think outside the box. You need alternatives in the space. So what I love about crypto is it is a very diverse spectrum of investors. Our early investors, I call them the engine nerds. These were retirees from NASA, IBM, Intel. They were the early adopters. But since then, I was on CNBC a couple years ago because we discovered that 75% of our clients were born before 1976. And so the older demographic is actually looking at this as a store of value, a hedge against inflation, currency devaluation, possible deflationary practices that we may need to do. Things, it depends on which side you're on, but overall, things are looking better as far as what we're doing to curb inflation, et cetera. But we've put ourselves in a box here. We printed a lot of money, and things have gotten extremely expensive, and that, especially in the later years of life.
Chris, I have 10 seconds. How long until mainstream employers start offering crypto in their workplace 401ks?
I would venture to see some of the tech ones, like the Palo Alto guys, starting to do it sometime this year. It's a competitive advantage, just like anything else out there, to attract talent. It'll be to offer crypto in your 401k will be the new kind of buzzword amongst employers in the tech space.
Chris Klein is CEO of Bitcoin IRA, crypto in your 401k. Thanks so much, Chris.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.